Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BSideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. Joining me, as usual, on this charming, lovely, beautiful Thursday afternoon, morning, whatever time zone you're in, is the equally time-zoned Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks. Hi, Ronnie.
Ja, hello, Ben.
Hello, hello. Look at this. It's Thursday. We made it.
What an exciting time. This feels like when I was in grade school and it was like a short week. And you knew it was a long weekend. And, you know, you only have a half day on the very last day. So exciting.
Yeah, this is there's not a lot of stuff on Bravo this week. And then next week, there's a huge amount of stuff. So we're sort of just going to take a light week for us. We're going to enjoy it, gather our strength before all the premieres next week. But today we thought we'd just keep it light and frilly with some Crappens mailbag. And we figured we'd just go granular with a Southern Charm trailer for season 4.
Yeah, because we love us some Southern Charm, and we haven't really even talked about it that much because it doesn't start till next week. But we did get a trailer, so
we have a trailer. So what we figured is we'd do what we did with Real Housewives of New York City and just go through shot by shot. And unlike last time, we actually did a little bit of prep in that, like sort of spaced out where we'd start and stop on the trailer, so it wouldn't be a lot of. Oh wait, no, let's go back. No wait, no. Oh wait, no. So I mean, should we just dive in?
You want to do the trailer first,
play it all the way through, and then go through shot by shot?
No, well, it's cut up, right? Shot by shot.
I cut up. Yeah,
you sent me?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Let's just.
Yours is the full trailer, but mine's cut up on my end, and you just basically stop when I stop.
Okay, so let's press play at the same time. Ready?
Okay. And by the way, people, if you have it in front of you, you get it ready now. Pause it right now. Pause the podcast. Get your Southern Charm trailer up, and then unpause. All right.
Okay.
Ready? I'll do 3, 2, 1.
This season on Southern Charm, you look like Colonel Sanders.
All right. So that was Cameron talking to Whitney. Significant that Whitney is the very first person that we see in this trailer, because Whitney is no longer a full cast member on the show.
I feel like Whitney is... I feel like that's an offensive thing to say to Colonel Sanders, you know? I don't like when people use that as a diss. What has Colonel Sanders ever done but give us delicious, juicy chicken at a reasonable price?
Yeah, Colonel Sanders never had a sham relationship with a French model.
Exactly. He didn't try. Colonel Sanders didn't try and marry some teenager because she had a different name and then totally turn on her because he was jealous and try and ruin her life.
Colonel Sanders was never in a very sad band called Renob.
Colonel Sanders probably never even got a boner. Well, that's probably the only thing they have in common, actually.
Colonel Sanders definitely doesn't wear a wig. And if he does, it's much better.
Have you seen those commercials with Colonel Sanders and it's some poor actor dressed in gold paint? Like they make him wear gold paint all over his face?
I have not.
It's extremely, extremely disappointing.
I don't understand why did they give him the gold finger treatment?
You know, I don't even know. I just see it on TV. Usually, it's on mute.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's just awkward. It's like, let's get an overweight guy and dump him in gold paint and just make him suffer. And you know they shot that for like 16 hours.
Was it Rob Riggle? Because it seems like every year KFC, their whole thing is that they take a sketch comedy SNL guy and have him play Colonel Sanders. So they had Daryl Hammond, and then they had Norm MacDonald, and then they had Rob Riggle. So maybe it was Rob Riggle in the gold. Golden Rob Riggle.
I have no way to tell you, Ben.
Where do we think Whitney is headed off to? Is this seersucker? Is that a white seersucker blazer he's putting on? He's going to something very clearly
without
very southern
really
and white.
Even looking at it, I would say yes. Oh, is that seersucker? Yeah, that's seersucker.
Is that seersucker?
That's where it's like the tiny stripes, right?
I think so. Where it's sort of like linen-y or something. Again, this is like now the third time this week where I've had to remind people I'm really bad with sartorial things.
That's also the second time you said sartorial.
Well, it's appropriate usage. It's not crazy to use sartorial over the span of, 4 days.
There's also something different about Cameron in this scene, because Cameron is wearing enormous earrings. I mean,
yes.
Huge. And they're jewel snowflakes, which, like in
there's
today's
snowflakes?
Term, a special snowflake is actually a term. Yeah, it's a snowflake.
Oh, I thought they were like flowers.
That's the well, they're made of like little flowers.
Maybe they're pansies.
Like big snowflakes.
Wow.
The only pansy we're having on this show this season. On my ears. And she's also got enormous eyelashes, which makes me think that she is committing to the bitch side of Cameron, because
I think so.
Last year we got a little more bitchy side of Cameron, and I think this is a sign that she's committing.
I don't know. I feel like Cameron's the type that would do a course correction and is going to let Landon take over the role as major bitch.
Yeah, but she'll still try and steer her,
Yeah. All right. Well, should we move on to the next clip?
Yeah.
Horses.
Hello, Landon.
Oh, no.
It's an interesting moment because you have horses. Polo, you have Thomas Ravenel saying, "Hello, Landon," in a very Newman way. And then a classic Landon tilting her head going. In fact, I think it's kind of funny that they introduced Landon to us this season with her classic laugh. I'm going to play her laugh again because it makes me laugh.
So he's giving her a salute.
Yeah.
He's very military this year. Ugh, yes. Landon. Landon's face is so sweet. It's like a cartoon face with those little squinty eyes. And then she's wearing a little striped shirt and a wicker chair. And she's like, "Bee." Like, that woman is evil.
Like, I like evil. I'm actually very much Team Landon because I understood her frustrations with Catherine last year. And I understood her being like, "I just don't want to be around her." And I felt like I get that. Like, why? Like, Catherine's crazy. Thomas is crazy. I understand just wanting to, like, not be around that. But she kind of got pushed into the villain role as a result of it. And then that kind of made me like her more. Because the one thing that this show really has never had is been a super bitch villain. And now we have one. So I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm thankful.
I'm thankful for Landon and her ineptitude. Okay. Okay, next shot.
May we always still be in it.
So two things. That's actually two different shots we have. First, we're seeing there's a lot actually to unpack with this thing, because there's a lot of quick cuts. So first we see Craig and Naomi. So I guess they're still together.
So
Naomi.
They're still together, huh?
Yeah,
and also we got some I was just kind of driving by in the neighborhood. I hope you have some awkward patio furniture to sit on in an empty room.
You were going to say something else, though, about what we see.
We got some intel from Old Queen in a Bar about Craig, that he actually took the bar again. So, well done, buddy.
Good for you, Craig. We see Thomas Ravenel sitting on a little love seat with JD. So we got JD coming back.
And of course, JD's got bourbon in front of him.
And then Whitney again, and this time he's like pounding. And Catherine is wearing, I don't know how to explain what Catherine's wearing. I actually like it quite a bit. I can't tell, is it like an ode to Hamilton? Is it an ode to equestrianism.
That would be funny if she starred in Hamilton. She's like, my name is Anders Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Come back.
Hamilton. Hamilton, stop dueling Hamilton. She would be a great addition to that show. I think that Lin-Manuel Miranda totally dropped the ball with that.
Yeah, it's some time to bring some paleness to Hamilton, okay?
Oh, yeah, Catherine. I wish I actually knew the music, because that way I could make better Hamilton jokes, but I don't.
It's all pretty much, I'm Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton.
There's like a Catherine, Dennis. I know that there's like a really famous song, but I can't remember what it is.
She's dancing with Whitney, so these two are friends again, which is odd, probably because he knows he's leaving, so he's trying to get a little ass. Yeah. One thing we can tell in these quick shots of Whitney is he's Botoxed beyond recognition, okay? He's got so much Botox and filler in his face, nothing moves, and he's actually got sunken in eyes because he's put too much... I mean, can you put filler in your temples? It does not sound safe.
I don't know. I have a very bad filler eye. I need, if the only time I can ever detect fillers is if you got a full on like Jocelyn Wilderstein situation. I'm really bad with it.
Yeah. Well, his eyes are sunken in. He looks crazy, and he's smoking, and he's ungroomed. So I guess he's going to LA because that's where he lives, man. He's clearly, Renob and all.
Yeah, this is probably his like going away party before he goes over to Jumbo's Clown Room in LA and be a cool, 57-year-old hipster. Yeah. So we also see in this shot, we hear Shep go, gosh, to the bourgeoisie, may we ever continue to be a part of it. And then we see Shep at sunset on a river toasting, cheersing with a girl, someone's arm, and then I think the new guy, whose name I don't know.
Yeah, that's not Craig.
It's not Craig. Well, I don't think so. No,
it looks kind of like
Craig. Craig is not in that. It's the new guy. It's the new guy, a girl, and a dude.
Yeah, and Shep's in like a wrinkled shirt and a sailor's hat, so he hadn't changed.
Yeah, he hasn't changed. Okay, next shot. Yeah! So...
Guns.
This is just a reminder about how white this show is. First we see people frolicking, jumping off some sort of float in a river, and then everyone's hunting. It's like guns.
Yeah, you know this show's full of privilege because the water slide, like the blow up water slide, is the thing that really makes people on Below Deck crazy to have to do. Yeah. They just hate doing it. And so, of course, this cast is like, let's make someone put up a water slide.
Kate Chastain is somewhere. Well, actually, she doesn't give a shit. Kelly's somewhere getting angry and being
hot. she's somewhere furious. And then,
she's somewhere crossing her arms and saying, well, don't bother me. It's not my responsibility. You have to take care of it.
She's like, I will not be putting stones on the table tonight.
We also see JD using one of the guns, being super JD-ish, being, wah, shot something, wah, wah.
And these are real shooters, too, because they're wearing orange hats and stuff, because, we all learned from Dick Cheney exploits that you need to wear orange, or you will shoot your best friend in the face.
It feels to me like a forgotten scene from Get Out. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, press play.
So that was just like an extended montage of fun times, yoga, dancing. I think what's actually significant on the heels of my Get Out joke is I think we are seeing the first black person in the history of Southern Charm.
Where do you see that? Oh, exactly. Yeah, there she is dancing.
There's a dance. There's like a lady at a nightclub, black lady
dancing.
Yeah, but
dancing. I think she works there. This show is so racist. No,
I'm joking.
She's in a full-on frilly dress.
Yeah, no, she obviously works there. And I think it's like Craig like being like, whoa.
Yeah. And Craig, look at Craig behind her, actually. He's doing like,
look, I could possibly be gay.
Look at his. It's like, ha ha.
I thought you were in the sunken place.
And we also learn from here that they really are trying to bring more color into this because Craig and Cameron are dancing at a Mexican food restaurant. This is basically like them doing South Pacific. Like, it's crazy.
Landon's in a bathing suit. She's like, I'm going to get a little tan. Diversity.
I'm running on really unhealthy grass. Okay. Also, and then it's Shep hanging out with Catherine, which is weird.
And they're also like on a third floor, which is weird because we don't really see them get above a second floor too often. I don't know why that struck me. So it's just like fun times. Cheers, Whitney. Cheers,
Thomas
Naomi.
Ravenel still insisting on white pants.
Yes. And then the shot ends with someone entering a house darkly. And then all of a sudden, things change tonally in the trailer.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have to fast forward because I have Cameron and Landon on a boat and then everybody going, cheers.
Yeah,
I know that was very important. You guys really needed to hear that.
Yeah. Are you ready for the next clip?
Yeah.
As a surprise, we have an Indian healer and she is psychic.
Okay.
So. Oh, Lord, an Indian healer who's psychic? Oh, God help us. You see, they are trying to be more ethnically diverse. They're all wearing saris.
Like, they're explicitly showing their white guilt by wearing something called a sari.
Also, I like that they're finally forcing people in this cast to apologize. So, like, maybe if they're actually wearing them, they can be like your sari. Thanks, you too.
Sari seems to be the hardest word to wear. But it's good because this means that Patricia is present, which we knew she would be, you know.
How can the men never have to dress up for these theme parties? Like, the men are just all in regular suits. I mean, men in India wear, what do they call them?
I know what you're talking about. I forgot. I feel like it starts with a D. But yeah, there's an outfit. So it almost looks like a sort of like a tunic-y sort of thing, but with pants.
I have to be honest, I'm kind of surprised that Patricia is letting someone of color in her home. Although I don't see an Indian person in here at this round table. Now they're all sitting down at the dining room drinking what looks like black coffee. While she's saying something, there's an older redhead lady, but she's not Indian, is she? That's a white lady back there.
Well, you know, I'm sure someone will come out in like blackface or something and they're like, see everyone. Yeah. No, clearly it's going to be a moment where like the healer psychic is going to have an entrance, I believe.
Oh,
because obviously she's not going to be allowed to eat dinner with them.
Well, who's that old lady? That old redhead lady. You see who That's I mean?
Catherine.
She's behind the plastic. She's behind the plastic palm tree on the table. There's a centerpiece. It's a giant plastic palm tree and a big elephant.
I assumed it was Catherine.
Oh, it's like an old lady.
But Patricia would never... Sorry, that's me scrubbing through. Patricia would never have Catherine in her house, so...
Yeah, she would never have Cameron, no.
I don't know who it is, but what do you think the psychic... what do you think the...
I'd rather have a minority in my house than that loose woman.
I'd rather have a promise of 200 flamingos in the pool and only deliver 150 than have Catherine Calhoun Dennis in here. What do you think the psychic is going to predict?
You will all be very white for the rest of your lives. The psychic will be like, I've got one prediction for the night. I will not get a tip.
I will exit from a special door. My prediction for the night is that you will continue to embarrass yourself and yet earn way more money than I ever will.
My prediction is that Craig will keep looking at his dirty fingernails and never clean them.
My prediction is that you will just continue to appropriate my culture by wearing saris, and no one will say anything about it.
My prediction is that Landon is wearing a black t-shirt with a silly sari sheet over it. What the hell, Landon? Make an effort. She's
My prediction is that Whitney is going to try to make me look like an ass, even though he is the one wearing a leather suit.
Okay, let's press play.
Okay, hold on.
Does anyone here have bad intentions for the group?
Ooh, and there is an Indian lady.
Yeah, she shows up. So who do you think has bad intentions for the group? And what do you think those bad intentions might be?
It's Landon, because look at Landon's face. You never see Landon with her eyes open unless she's mad.
By the way, I'm trying to get to Landon. I just got to look at Landon where she's staring at Craig like, how dare you expose my intentions. Landon's looking more and more Martha Stewart-y to me with long brown hair. And this psychic, by the way, this shot of the psychic, she looks like she's at her wit's end. Like, I cannot believe I am here. I can't believe my friend Cooper duped me into this exercise.
She's like, Cooper, this is me. I'm at the party. I've got the bug under the lamp. May I leave now? The eagle has landed. Please let me go home.
Maybe they're going to do a seance. And Patricia's going to be like, now I would like to know, whatever happened to that little gay man who came around here? Can we communicate with him? Cooper, can you hear me? Are you there, Cooper? I am here.
I shall not enter that home without a female accompaniment.
I support all the bathroom laws in this state.
I would like to say I stand against gay marriage. Oh, Cooper.
Sweet, sweet Cooper.
Oh, sweet, self-hating Cooper.
He's better like,
look
come
at
back.
Me. I still follow him on Snapchat. He's like, look at me. I'm in a tent. A tent watching horses. Now this is me spinning around in circles with a drink in my hand. I'm like, this guy. Poor thing.
Why they ever gave me rights, I still don't understand.
Cooper, please come to me really quickly. This old lady is trying to make me clean windows before tying me to a tree like a pit bull.
Cooper, let's do some pottery. Okay, Cooper, no, this is awful and uncomfortable. Didn't Cooper like officially resign from Southern Charm? Didn't he have a moment where he's like, this is officially my last episode? Didn't he do something on social media, or am I just imagining that?
Oh, on social? I don't know. I didn't see that. But I doubt Cooper resigned.
Yeah.
Cooper crossed the wrong old lady.
I'm sorry I could not participate in this evening's seance, but I was too busy making bellhop chic outfits for everyone later this episode.
All right, press play.
Be straight up with me. Either you want to be a f***ing lawyer or you don't.
And you're acting kind of dumb.
That stings when Craig says that.
I think that's proof that he wants to be a lawyer.
Objection sustained. See, you know me? I did it.
Lawyer. Yeah, you're acting kind of dumb. Objection. Dumb objection. Yeah.
Sidebar, Naomi. Gosh. And I thought at first she said, do you want to be a warrior or not? And I was like, oh, is she treating Lady Macbeth?
Yeah, I was thinking of becoming a samurai.
Seppuku and stuff. But then I realized I'd just kill myself. And I was like, dumb. Objection sustained, samurai.
Dumbjection, hiya.
Hiya, may I approach the bench? Craig, why are you literally walking over to a bench? Is that what lawyers do?
Like, what's an objection? What's bourbon?
That was my favorite thing when he didn't know what bourbon was.
Voir dire. Okay.
What's the difference between bourbon and bourbon? Nothing. I win. I'm a lawyer now.
I'm a lawyer. I went to LegalZoom, okay? Wasn't that fast, though, so I was like, why are we Zooming? Who's Zooming who? Am I right, Aretha Franklin? Lawyer. Objection sustained.
And meanwhile, none of this matters because Naomi has, like, a candle coated in gold leaf or something in front of her, so they're all going to die of toxic fumes anyway. None of this matters.
Wait, I want to see the candle. Wait, I can't. Oh, I see.
That's like the unhealthiest scandal I've ever seen in my life. They're like, why do I have lung cancer at such a young age?
By the way, we can tell that Craig is turning into a lawyer because he looks very slick lawyery right here. He's got like this black shirt on. He looks like he's ready to go to Wall Street.
Well, he's a kept man now. Now he's with Naomi, so he's rich. He doesn't even have to do anything. He just shows up in nice suits and gets like pedicures and shit. He still has partier eyes, though. Look at his eyes.
Oh, he certainly does.
Yeah, you go, boy.
I'm surprised he didn't bring out a gavel. Like, you're out of line, Naomi.
Lisa Rinna's going to be watching this like, wait, that's the guy who came out of her bathroom.
Were you doing coke in law school, Craig? Wah, 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 wah.
Are you an alcoholic? You're obsessed with the bar.
It's like every time Craig talks, he only talks about the bar. He failed the bar, baby.
Okay. Play.
This girl?
Yeah.
She is your soulmate.
Oh, that's God. Weird. Thanks, random lady in a restaurant.
Some drunk lady.
Yeah,
she has no idea
what's
going on.
Some drunk rando in the Olive Garden.
She's
this
like,
lady, and she looks right into the camera.
Is your soulmate.
Now, I may not be an Indian psychic healer or whatever those minorities call themselves these days, but I got vibes. And I can see long-haired Martha Stewart over here as your soulmate.
Like he needs another drunk.
Oh,
ass.
You know what? There's this great shot of Landon giving her a fuck you, bitch. I can't believe you just called me out right here on camera. I actually have to save
a still
like
of this. That's like an angry Landon.
I actually have to save a still of this because it's too amazing. Wait, I'm in Final Cut, playing this through Final Cut, so I can actually save, make freeze frame. I'm doing it right now because it has to be saved forever and ever. Okay. I love also that, like, what restaurant are they in? They look like they're in someone's living room. Like, the PA is just loaded in a bunch of tables into Patricia's, like...
Everything's the same color. It's like a dirty cream. Weird.
Thomas has this look on his face like, interesting theory. Interesting theory. I mean, I'm going to bone her.
I'm considering all angles here.
Well, she doesn't really like Amazon Prime, so that's a plus.
I'm curious. I mean, I know we're only 54 seconds into this. But why are they making it look like Thomas is dating Landon? Thomas immediately found some other redhead to bang. And I think he's still banging her. I'm not sure what's going on here. But you guys, I know everything I know from Twitter. So.
Well, the truth is that this show doesn't really actually have a lot that happens in a season. And so they kind of just like take the smallest shred of scandal and turn it into anything that they can. With the exception of Catherine Dennis. Catherine and Thomas bring the big stuff, and then everything else is just like nothing. It's like, Shep, you ate French fries today. You need to be growing up.
Yeah, this is basically a meeting about the color periwinkle. It's like not even an affair at all. He's like, well, I'll take that under consideration, random drunk lady having dinner with your overweight and overly hairy son.
Yeah, dinner psychic is like, I'm sensing the color periwinkle. So congratulations, you watched last season. Thanks, bitch.
Yeah, this lady who's talking about soulmates is like single. She's with her son.
Yeah, who is she sitting with? I'm looking at it now. I just love the way she has her finger out. Like, let me tell y'all. And she's got like, you know what I love? Her iPhone is on the table with some glasses, which means that she was clearly just Googling them to be like, I think these are the people from Southern Charm, as if the cameras didn't tell her enough.
She was just doing an image search. Her son, like, he's like, oh, there's mom. There's drunk mom pointing at people again in a restaurant. He's just trying to ignore her and drinking.
And how about the two PAs in the corner who are like, ah, guess we'll sit here. It's better than having to move camera equipment around all night.
This is going to ruin our periwinkle fight.
And notice that Thomas is wearing an Oxford that's almost like periwinkle.
Yeah, close.
It also looks like he might have a stain on his shirt, which feels like it could be relevant to something somewhere in life.
Wait, where's his stain? I want to see it.
It's like subtle. It's subtle.
Oh, it's like flop sweat, I think.
Oh, yeah. It might be. It's like above belly button
sweat.
Pit
sweat, yeah.
Something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Must press play.
I threw my birth control away. Are you serious?
Cameron to her mother, and her mother's like, are you serious?
I threw my birth control away. Oh my God, that's so dramatic.
I don't know why I isolated that scene. I think I had a pressing question, but I don't remember what it was. Just that it's that, like, I'm a little over the Landon baby, you know, her husband, etc. life. That's been going on for a while, and it hasn't really gone anywhere. Until he shows up on camera, I'm not going to be fully interested.
Yeah, until you actually have this discussion with your husband. And what if her husband doesn't even know? She's like, I threw my birth control. I mean, that's just a waste. You cannot take them. It's not like they're addictive. It's like me. I threw my peanut M&Ms away. That shows real commitment.
I think I actually had to throw the rest of your biscuits away that you made for the Super Bowl. Or
I threw the rest of my biscuits away too.
Because I had to. I had to treat it like Cameron's birth control because otherwise.
They're little globs of just thigh.
Perfection.
You're eating. Yeah. It's like it's just little muffin, future muffin tops that you're eating.
The difference is that those biscuits would actually make me pregnant with a biscuit baby. So.
Well, Cameron and her mother are both wearing turtlenecks. But the mom's showing that she's like a really cool mom because she's wearing a jeweled necklace over the turtleneck. So I like that she's staying to character. You know, she's like, cool mom.
The thing is that the mom knows that Cameron doesn't want a child and is only doing it for the son. And that's why she's like, you can see she's like, why are you doing this for this guy? If you don't want a baby, he shouldn't be forcing it on you. But whatever.
Yeah. She's like, there's nothing wrong with not wanting a child. They're monsters, Cameron. Like, that's what I've always thought. I feel cold every time I see a child and want to murder one. Well, don't have one, honey. She's like, I'm going to try and have a baby. This sounds like it's going to work out great, Cameron.
She's like, listen, I've already been on the real world San Diego. There's nowhere else for me to go and laugh. I peaked. Okay.
Let me get this straight. You're seeing Chelsea.
So this is Shep talking to the new guy, whose name we still don't really know. It's probably like Brett.
We've seen him before. He's been on the show before. Who is he?
Probably has been. He just has a very generic look. He looks like someone I went to middle school with.
Yeah, this is really rude to say because he's very cute, but I feel like he looks like Craig's not as hot brother. I mean, I think he's hot, but he's, you know, he's so like snooty groomed. Like he does that thing where he grows facial hair, but then he still shaves the line that he can give his face line.
He definitely looks, his name is Austin Kroll. He definitely looks like someone who went to SIU in my college. Like he just has that like Southern, used to be on a swim team, used to play lacrosse maybe. And he's kind of, he looks like trouble.
He's that friend whose shoulder seams never line up with his shoulders. And you're like, oh,
as evidenced by the fact that his shoulder seams are not lining up with his shoulders in this scene.
Well, that's all we have to judge on.
He's the one, you know, he is, he's the one, he always gets really drunk at the frat. He's never like a mess, but he gets drunk and he's just like, gentlemen, what's going on, gentlemen? But he's also the one who like writes the group email to everyone that's like, all right, let's invite a bunch of sluts and whores over, right? Am I right, everyone? Sort of like it's a semi-joke, and then it gets leaked out, and then the entire fraternity gets basically derecognized because of his email.
Yeah, he's the one who's like, welcome to the 4th annual slut hut.
Yes.
Like, oh, no.
It's like, shut up, Carl. Oh, I mean,
he's
Austin.
The one that acts like he's the most confident, but then he has a price tag on his baseball cap. Like, yeah. Oh, good.
And he's like, he's not someone who's like trying to fit in necessarily. He's not one of those guys who's just trying to be cool. He's not like the Eden Sassoon of this group. He is like in the inner group, but he's not Shep. And so he's sort of... And he's not a sidekick character. I don't get a beta off of him. I think he's alpha in his own way, but he's not as assuredly alpha as a Shep.
Yeah, because Shep is mad that he went out with some girl that I guess Shep went out with, right?
Well, I think Chelsea was the girl from last year that Shep slut-shamed by accident and then like went and apologized for.
Oh, yeah. And this guy's also younger and cuter. No offense, Shep, but he doesn't look like his teeth are glued in.
I think this guy is basically somewhere between Shep and Craig, because Craig is more of the thirsty one, right? And he's like, and Craig is the outsider. He's not as wealthy. I think that this guy's in the middle. This is the guy.
Well, I think that's actually perfect. He could be the actual fuckable one from this show. Finally,
I think it is perfect. I'm very happy with this casting choice. I think it's great. I welcome Austin Kroll, and I'm excited to see what evil he brings, because I feel like he will bring some.
Yeah, he's got some insecurity about him. You can tell with those seams and the baseball cap price tag and the way he shaves his really thin facial hair.
But mainly the seams.
Open with the seams, for sure.
Which also, by the way, is a reminder that he's probably most definitely straight.
Well, I mean, this, and if he wasn't, you'd never know it, or he would be shunned and thrown out of town.
Yeah, Cooper would be like, I'll get to the bottom of that. I'll see how self-hating he is. I know.
I do declare this man is a homosexual. Shall I light the match?
As Charleston's fashionable, most gay, most fashionable gay, I think this man needs a makeover.
Someone with enough honor to properly hate himself for the homosexual that he's turned into, I shall be the one to light the match on this flaming homosexual.
I cannot wait until I have my Hector Elizondo moment with this pretty woman.
Oh, God.
I shall dress him up in the finest barkeep. I mean, bellhop.
It's just like the lady in Anthropology being really mean to him. Like, that doesn't quite fit you, ma'am. Okay.
You know that Cooper's like, say it, Austin. Say it. Big mistake. Huge. Say it, Austin. Say it. Say it was a big mistake, Austin. Say it. I don't know, brah. Big mistake, huge. Yes! Oh, I'm so ashamed of myself as the local gay. Big mistake, huge indeed. I don't know what
As the local
doing.
Gay, I've been
left as the gatekeeper to keep all my brethren out. You are not welcome here, sir.
Tell me, new face, would you like to come to the third annual Founders Ball? It has so much history. 3 years of history, in fact.
All right, dude.
Okay. All right, press play, Bean.
That changes my whole opinion of Landon. That's something you just don't do.
See, this is where this is where I'm saying that Cameron's not gonna be the bitch anymore. Cameron is, she saw where the audience is, and she's like, well, you know, Catherine, you are wearing a doily, but I think I can still ally with you.
Catherine's like, here I am, sitting in an outfit the same color as your couch.
Let me ask you something. Do you like the yellow pillow I have on the chair back there that looks like a bagel?
It does. I've never understood those pillows. Those are weird. It's like the most uncomfortable chair ever, first of all. And they're like, just put a round pillow with a button in the center. Like the least. It's like a hemorrhoid cushion for rich ladies.
We've been told that if you keep a bagel pillow up, the Jews stay away.
And Catherine also knows how to play everybody. She shows up to Cameron's wearing two different kinds of fabric covering up her boobs, yes, and a black bra so that you can see that she's also wearing a bra.
A little sexy.
Cameron's like, well, finally, someone's learned some manners.
And Catherine's doing a full erm face.
Yeah, like, she erm, is. She's
I told
like,
you.
I was just saying that, you know, Landon. I'm so disappointed in Landon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're turning on Landon. That's what this all means.
Well, that's going to be good.
Which is going to be good. We love it when the girls turn on each other. Because we're misogynists. Which means we like massages. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
You're just unhappy with yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Why else would you come at me all the time?
Ooh. Craig confronting Shep while Shep throws a baseball at a tire and misses.
But look at Craig's eyes. What the hell, dude?
I love it. It's like
he looks crazy. Oh, he looks Shep's like eyes. He hasn't slept in 5 days.
Bar.
He's wearing too much makeup. He's wearing a lot of eyebrow makeup. I bet Shep is accusing him of being on drugs or something. That's all I can think of.
Well, that's all the usual stuff. Someone's got to be accusing someone of not being grown up.
Well, this is the year that Shep finally officially starts losing all the ass to the other guys.
Yeah.
Because look at Shep. So. When has Shep ever gone to a batting cage?
Yeah, he's not even batting. He's pitching
into a tire.
But you know what, though? I love that they included this in the trailer because it reminds me of when you go to the movies and you see a mature thriller that takes place in Washington, D.C. and the evil guy is always doing something recreational, like playing golf or throwing a boomerang or like shooting like clay pigeons. The evil one's always doing something recreational and then telling everyone, don't worry about it, dude. So it's making Shep look like he's going to be evil this season, which I think is fun.
And I like that the editors did a big empty tire and faded into Thomas's face. It's just watching this shot by shot is hilarious.
Carol Radswell,
like,
probably
right,
got, Carol Radswell probably got a lady boner seeing all those balls that weren't picked up from around the batting cage.
Okay, play.
I want to be with a woman who feels privileged to be with me.
LOL.
Well, I guess I'll be single.
I feel so privileged to be with the guy who sold drugs in office, went to prison, then knocked up some girl that he won't pay child support, then tricked her into getting a drug test so he could get all after giving her coke so he could get custody. Now, I'm just so proud to have you, honey. What the fuck is this woman, Thomas?
I mean, look at JD's face. He's like, is he really serious right now? Wah! Like my leather chair. I actually love his leather chair, by the way. I love all the way all these houses look. It's like this opulent, southern, rich look.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that. I love like this look or that British thing where it's like dark green walls with, you know, paintings of mallards and hunting foxes on the wall. Like, I love that
shit.
Yeah,
these homes are the kind of homes that can get away with like having a velvet room, you know?
Bar, like does the brown bar behind Thomas Ravenel.
Yeah, they could pull it off.
Yeah, JD has never looked as confused as he does at this moment. Privileged to be with a Ravenel. Whoa.
Did you bring coconut, boy?
How much of my bourbon have you been drinking, sir?
All right, let's play.
It's just I don't want to let you down.
Only you can answer that.
Only you can let me down, and you've done so many times.
That's like, Landon. Here we are, another season. You promising not to let me down when showing up with an earring with 10 different piercings on your lobe.
I mean, what sort of northern activity is that?
Who wears braided leather as a necklace, Landon? I didn't raise you like this.
All those crazy things you learned while you were guesting on the hills.
She's wearing like a leather braid necklace with feathers on the bottom. Dad, I just showed up with some hair on my chest, so you'll respect me.
Poor Landon. She's still probably trying to get her website up. And when she tried to sign up at GoDaddy, she thought that was actually a command. All right, I guess I'll go to my daddy.
Why do you keep coming here, child?
The internet tells me to.
This is your domain, right? Well, it's my house, but no.
I paid extra for domain privacy, child.
Child, I can't express to you the depth of my disappointment with you. So go on. Go do something else now.
I have a feeling that she's dropped the website and is now into some kind of statement necklace business because I think every shot of her so far has been crazy. Something around her neck.
Meanwhile, the dad is wearing a small check gingham. And he's like, I thought that if I wore this shirt, it would be too busy for cameras and they wouldn't be able to use this footage. No, Dad.
Okay.
Ooh, it's Austin Kroll again.
You looked at me and you go, you don't have enough money for her, bro. Words out of your mouth.
Words out of your mouth, bro.
Oh, so you're poor? Oh, God.
Well, he clearly is. Well, I mean, no one's as rich as Shep. So clearly this guy is. Well, you got the shoulder seams happening again, it looks like.
I told you.
He's looking even more Sayu than ever before. He's got the hat, he's got the plaid that's open, and then the white shirt that's probably has like a brewery logo on it under that shirt.
Yeah, I can't tell with him if he's trying to be like young looking or if he's just poor, you know, because he's got that look of older guys when they're like, yeah, I'm still cool. I've still got it going on. I'm wearing plaid and a t-shirt and just a baseball cap. But also that's what poor people do. So I can't really tell what's happening.
He definitely does look very fratty and bro-y. I don't think he's poor. He might be middle class. He might be Craig after all.
Well, I mean, this is Southern Charm. That means poor. And also Shep, when he's accusing Shep, he's like, you went up to that girl and said, you don't have enough money for her, bro. I mean, that's the first time I've really seen Shep stand up for a woman properly. So,
yeah, well,
that's just trying to help the woman. Like, don't get mad at me. I was just trying to help her.
Yeah, maybe this is just a guy who like went to like a local like state university, like whatever University of South Carolina, whatever's in the, you know, in the championships, NCAA championships. Is that tonight? I don't know. It was a few days ago because it's Thursday. He just sort of, yeah, he doesn't look as rich as he did earlier.
Yeah,
he really declined.
Now.
Yeah, he dropped in wealth, but maybe it's just
in
because
15 seconds, this guy's really gotten poorer.
But maybe it's because he is reacting so much to being money shamed by Shep. But then
Shep's
maybe that means that
what?
He actually is wealthy. Maybe he is wealthy, and he's saying, he's basically like, no, I'm wealthy too, and you made me look like I'm like Craig.
Well, Whitney's behind them wiping his nose, which is hilarious.
And Shep's like, what is this poor person saying to me? I don't understand.
He's like, no, I don't have any change. Gosh.
Gosh. Why don't you get a job? Do something with your life. Gosh.
Okay, now just look at the frame right past the black. Look at Cameron's face.
Wait. Yes, Cameron.
I'm gonna screenshot that.
You screenshot that too, but we can put that and the Landon face back side by side, which is actually, wait, I'm gonna send you something because that's actually the way my screen looks like right now. I'm taking a picture and I'm sending you this picture right now because it's just too great. Side by side. I know this is very compelling audio for everyone listening at home. Guys, I'm taking a screenshot. I'm sending it to
Ronnie.
Yeah,
basically her face is like
it's like
her disapproval face, but it's so funny. It just cuts to that. And she's still trying to pull off those gigantic eyelashes. There's something going on with Cameron. She's not the same. And she's, also the top of her hair, the top of her head is combed differently. There's something going on with Landon, guys.
So let's find out what she's disgusted
not
by.
Not Landon, Cameron.
Cameron. Let's find out what she's disgusted by.
I'm just like worried for him.
Oh, she has to sit and listen to Naomi complain about Craig. All makes sense now.
Yeah, why are you worried for Craig? He found some idiot to give him money. He doesn't have to do anything for the rest of his... Oh, wait, that was you.
Naomi's like, I'm just concerned about Craig. I mean, he just hasn't been in the neighborhood recently and dropped by. He just hasn't been driving around the neighborhood.
Honey, would you like a bagel pillow?
Honey, I wish I could be sympathetic, but I have four purple roses coming out of my neck. That's a visual. If anyone's watching the visual, you'll see.
Oh, okay, play.
I feel like I've done so much to prove that I'm a good friend to you.
Okay, so this is an important scene because it's the return of Jen. What's her name again? It's Jen, right? They always called her by her last
name.
Yeah,
it's Jennifer. The lady who slept with Thomas, but then pretended that she didn't sleep with Thomas, but then admitted that she slept with Thomas, and then was trying to be friends with Catherine, but then Thomas said she couldn't be friends with Catherine.
She was banned from a flamingo party.
Yeah, she got... Yeah.
Snowden. It's kind of funny that, you know, they just accused her nonstop of being like a snitch and leaking information, etc., and that her last name is Snowden.
I know, it's perfect. Next, they're going to send her off to Russia to live out the rest of her life.
She also, I can't, no, I said my filler sense is not great, but it does go off when I see Snowden's face.
Well, I have a feeling that's, and I'm not even body shaming, but I feel like that's more muffins. But if you look at Catherine's face, that's some filler face. And also, you know, what a bitch, because this girl really was nice to Catherine. Now,
absolutely.
It was probably for her own selfish reasons, but who cares? I mean, who cares about the motive? Snowden, the fact is she was nice to her, and she totally turned on her for no reason.
Snowden basically got the raw end of all this. I mean, somehow she got painted out to be... just this, the source of everything that went wrong in this show. Like, even Cooper's like, the only reason why I'm gay is because of Snowden. otherwise I could be taking a heterosexual lady to a founder's ball. But Snowden and...
Michael, this martini is subpar. Take it, you've talked to Snowden.
Gosh, if it weren't for Snowden, I could have gone on a date with Kelsey Ballerini.
I'm really worried about Craig because of Snowden.
Here's what
I threw away my birth control pills because of Snowden.
Here's what I also love about this scene when Snowden's saying whatever she's saying, like, I was just trying to help or whatever it is. The end of this shot is Catherine giving an face and then looking away like, no. But the editors, they put in official crazy sound effect music. Listen.
Because look at the look she's giving. She's giving like, you know, those crazy faces she makes. And they've also sat her right in front of a gravestone. What the hell is going on with this show? It's the weirdest show.
So now we have our next shot, which, spoiler alert, it's a shirtless Thomas Ravenel.
So Catherine called Craig and I and sounded great. She's refusing to take the drug test?
She won't go. She knows she'll fail.
So that's Thomas talking to Naomi and Cameron. And Cameron was the one who was saying, like, yeah, Catherine sounded great the other day. And he's like, well, why don't you take a drug test?
Yeah, and saying she's refusing to take a drug test. You're the one who was caught selling drugs in office. Like, how is this even an issue in court? And I'm not saying you should be able to raise a baby while you're on coke, but what the hell, Thomas? Like, how does he get preferential treatment in court when he's the dad who has a drug charge and conviction in office?
And you're also shirtless at the Founders Ball. Just kidding. I don't know what it is, but that probably is the new location of the Founders Ball.
It just gets sadder and sadder every time. It's like paper lanterns over a river that was free to rent.
Wait till everyone sees the bell of the Founders Ball. My project, Austin Kroll. His shoulder seams will fit better than ever in his bellhop jacket. I made him look like the Nutcracker.
All right, let's press play.
Next shot.
Sheppy, are you here?
What?
It's 1:00 p.m. Shut up. This is bad.
Yep. So Shep is now the new face of not growing up. He's getting the Craig
Shep
treatment.
Shep is the new Craig.
Yeah. He has like beer bottles everywhere and cigarettes and whiskey and all that stuff.
At least
and
he was sharing. There's lots of different kinds of alcohol. It's not like he did that all on his own. Also, you can tell that Shep's really smart, even though he's a louse, because he's got a book on the table. It's like beer bottles and a Buddha statue and a book.
You know, I'm looking for the book. I don't see the book. Is it on?
It's under the cigarettes. It's under
like
the cigarettes.
Magic Tricks by Jane Austen.
Also, he's got paper towels on a paper towel rack. I mean, nothing lovely, says responsibility like that. Okay.
And subway tile backsplash with a pop of color with the red. I mean, I don't know. I think he's got it together.
Yeah, for me this looks fine. And one of the afternoons not really that bad, you anal bitch. Get out of my house, Monica from Friends. How about that?
How about he has a trust fund? He does not have to work and does not have to be anywhere. So just let the man sleep.
Yeah, why does he have to be up? Who cares?
And by the way, PS, he wasn't asleep. He was way too lively for when she came in and was like, "Shut up."
He looks pretty busted. His eyes are really, really thick and half closed.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, his hair is like messy bedhead, but that's like every day. But
yeah, exactly.
He just never grooms. You can never tell if he's just woken up or not. That's part of his charm.
Yeah. All right, next shot.
Kinsey, we have to go.
And she needs me and I can't be there.
Okay, so some of that fun dark shit that this show is always good for, using the baby to manipulate Catherine, or Catherine using the baby to manipulate Thomas.
Yeah, and he's like ripping the baby from her arms to go in his chauffeured car. And she's like, "He needs me and I can't be there. Thomas, don't go.
Thomas, don't leave with your Chevy Tahoe before I get my Amazon Prime box out of the box back, Thomas."
He's like, "Come on, Kinsey, I'm going to drive you over your namesake bridge."
She's just crying because the Amazon Prime box is in the back. So bad.
Thomas, it is. This, I mean, that's what's so funny, because this show really is more or less light and fluffy, and then this dark shit with the baby comes in. I mean, it is real. That is real dark shit. You know, some of the darkest shit outside of, you know, Russell Armstrong, you know. For real, okay. For real. It's like real, like dark shit that
I
feel like should not be on TV.
Doing this for too long has just made me an awful person.
How dare you?
I immediately started trying to come up with things that hang jokes, and that's just not right. And I know it's not right. But you know what? This rots your brain. So any of those of you who have been listening for the past 5 years, be forewarned.
I'll tell you what hangs badly. The shirts off of Austin Kroll's shoulders. There.
And Shep's. I mean, these people are too rich to look this bad.
Well, that's actually the sign that they are too rich, that they don't have to care. Yeah. And they're also very straight. I love that they really lean into their straightness with their, you know, like Sam Adams t-shirts that are too big, t-shirts of like ducks and stuff.
Yeah. This is like the Dillard's dad golf section, basically.
All right. Next shot.
Don't you dare cross me. Don't you lie about me.
Shut up and let me do my thing.
Craig, you are about to lose a lot of fucking friends. I can tell you that.
Okay, a few things.
Oh, Danny.
So what do you think Shep is yelling about in the beginning of this?
Craig is letting secrets out, because that was like Shep's boy, but then Shep turned on him, and Craig has always been waiting to get some revenge on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like he's starting to out Shep with a lot of bad shit, because Shep's losing at him, and he's like, "Don't tell my secrets, Gorsh. Better watch your mouth, Gorsh." And also, he's holding up a phone where he's texting a lot. Do you see the screenshot of the phone?
Lots of texts.
And it's all blue, which means he's been yelling at Craig, and Craig has given him like 2 one-word answers. So Craig is ignoring him. So I think that Shep is very afraid of what Craig's about to drop at dinner, and I love it.
Well, assuming it's actually the same scene. And then Craig, he's like, "Shut up, I'm trying to do my thing." What do we think his thing is?
I don't know. Because it's in the middle of Landon. He's sitting in the middle of Landon and Catherine, who
and
are fighting.
But Catherine's like, Catherine's smiling. It's weird to think that Craig's, "Shut up, I'm trying to do my thing," overshadows whatever it is that Landon and Catherine could possibly be saying. Because Catherine
He's butting into their fight and trying to calm them down by blaming Shep for something. And then Danny's stopping him and saying, "You're about to lose a lot of friends here, buddy." And he's like, "I'm trying to do my thing."
She's like, "Well, if your thing is choosing a proper wine to go with this fight, you're sadly mistaken. That's my thing." I'm Danny, the sommelier.
You may know a lot, but do you know bourbon? No, I do. My name is Danny. Wink.
And actually,
I like that they just bring in Danny to yell at people and tell them how foolish that they are. And then they're like, okay, you're not full-time still. Bang.
Well, and also there's this great shot of Catherine bulging her eyes. You know when Catherine, she loves bulging her eyes. When Danny starts telling Craig to shut up, Catherine, she just stares at her Corona and her eyes just bug out. Do you see that?
Yep. I love Catherine faces.
I know. And I love her. I love, like, this little kerchief she has around her neck that she clearly took from, like, a quilt.
Well, I think this was when they're at the Mexican food restaurant, because she's like, look, I'm wearing ruffles and a handkerchief. And they're all drinking Corona and having, like, salsa or something.
They're all out of sorts because they're in an ethnic space.
Yeah.
They're like, what do we do?
It's like, let me do my thing, brown people.
By the way, I don't... We're making them sound like the most racist people of all time, and all they are is just white.
Yeah, so, but yeah, they're in like the whitest place ever. I remember when our friend Angie came on to do this. She's like, really? They can't even find a black person to like sit in the background on this show.
Oh, there was a dancer in for a second earlier in the trailer.
There was an employee who was colored. And why do you complain, young lady? Okay, so let's play.
Oh, that was a short one. It looks like it's Austin.
Was Craig kissing Naomi or someone else?
Austin. Austin is kissing a blonde. Maybe it's Chelsea. Maybe it's Cameron. Maybe it's Landon. Who knows?
But he looks like he's pulling. It looks like he doesn't mean it to be like that, because look, he's kind of pulling away.
Well, I can't help but feel that it's the lack of money that's showing there. He's like, I will kiss you, but not as rich as Shep.
Well, when you get a nice house for me to live in, maybe I'll finish this kiss, babe.
And then it cuts to Shep and Landon about to kiss.
Yes, they are leaning in. But you know what I bet that is, though?
Well, horror music plays.
I know. Can I say something? I guarantee that he's about to whisper something in her ear, but Bravo is like, no, we're gonna make it look like they're about to kiss. I guarantee 100%.
And also, Landon looks like she's about to be kissed. That's always how she is when someone whispers to her. She's like, it's happening. Oh, okay. Whistle secret. Okay. That's what I thought. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
He's like, Landon, I just want to tell you something. You need to register a URL. Gosh.
Urinal. Urinals. That's for men.
Okay, next little shot. Yeah, the music gets scarier as Thomas and Catherine hug.
And then it fades into Catherine hugging. Is that just another angle of her hugging Thomas?
Yeah, it's like okay. You know when people get drunk and you see from two different angles?
Okay.
Okay, next shot.
I don't feel her.
Oh my God, oh my God. Someone call 911.
Is she breathing?
Oh my God, Danny?
Danny,
and then like someone Danny kills Danny.
And in the end, Danny dies. Well, you know what? Danny was like, I don't know. I mean, she's looking a little better this season, but last season she was looking actually a little anorexic. And I was actually very concerned for Danny. And I'm hoping that concern is not linked with her untimely death here in this trailer. That's kind of scary.
But the fire trucks and the emergency vehicles say Key West Fire Department. So did they go to Florida?
Ooh, they must. Maybe that's where the ethnic food is.
Well, yeah, because there's also a hot dog stand. Italian sausages and bratwurst and hot dog, like, truck outside.
I'm seeing.
So I guess they went to Miami. Poor thing probably just got some bad sausage.
Yeah. She's like, oh, my God, so many non-whites down here.
Okay.
There's more. Oh, I thought it was over. There's still more. Okay, next shot.
I'm mad at Shep, by the way, because he's a drunk asshole.
Hey. Who's the drunk asshole who says f***ing to your girlfriend? They f***ing run out of the party. What a f***ing asshole.
You mess with the bull, you get the f***ing horn, son.
Oh, I love when people say that.
Mess with the bull and get the fucking horn, son.
I also like how at the beginning of this shot, we are back to Catherine in her Hamilton costume. And yeah. she's full on like, well, I'm just going to adopt a power lesbian stance.
Yeah, she looks really hot, actually.
I love it. I think it looks great.
Well, yeah, she's beautiful. She looks really hot. You know, she's like hunched, like she's listening to the game plays.
Yeah.
And Craig is saying,
yeah, well, I'm mad at Chet because he's a drunk asshole,
which is basically his UR argument, because yeah. that's what they came after him with. And then Shep's like, who's the drunk one who flips his girlfriend off? And then he's flipping him off and yelling as he walks away. Who flips her off as he walks away? Mess with the bull, you get the horns, Garsh.
Gosh, Craig is just like hypnotized by Shep, basically because his bow tie looks like it's like a spiral. Like it looks like it should be twirling around. And
yeah, he is wearing a crazy spiral bow tie, which is actually kind of rad. I've never seen that.
I know. Well, actually, if you look closely at Craig's, it's like teal with brown and white polka dots, which is classic Craig to try to shift in something funky.
Well, this is kind of amazing what's happening here, because this bro fight has been going on for a long time, and it looks like Craig is the cleaner one this season, and Shep's a mess, and Craig looks good, and he's even trying to give the appearance that he has a real job now, because he's dressed like one of the waiters. Black pants, a white shirt, and a white jacket with a black collar.
He's like, great news, guys, I passed the bar. I mean, I was headed to the kitchen to get entrees for everyone.
And then I found the bathroom. I was in the same neighborhood bathroom.
Guys, I know my way around the house now. If you notice, if you go over to where Shep is starting to sit up, as you know, because he gets to his feet when he's like, mess with the bull, you get the horns, brah. If you look, Landon to his side is giving such a, like, that's my
Being
man
Cameron?
Look. Landon. Look at Landon in blurs. She's giving it a look like, yeah, Craig, just try, Craig. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just, I only see the back of her head, but she is nodding along with Shep.
She is giving a look like a smug, you know those, you know, whenever like two bras get into a fight and they're going to go like meet behind the school at 3 p.m. and then there's like that girl behind the bully who's like, yeah.
She has this big smile to me. That's what I see.
Yeah, meaning that she's like laughing at Craig. I'm projecting.
Fucking Landon. You can never tell what Landon's thinking because she's always got that fucking. They're like, Landon, your entire family was murdered. And she's like, wee. Do you need a hug?
At least I can't disappoint them anymore. Yeah, I like the idea of Landon being a super bitch. I think that's great. And then that just brings us to the end of the trailer.
Oh, that's the end? Oh, it is.
We actually,
I like that the production company's called Haymaker.
Haymaker, making hay while the sun's still shining. Am I right, Cooper? Yes, sir. Hey, why don't we finish up this episode with some Crappin's mailbag?
Let's do that.
We only have a few more questions left in this March mailbag, which is appropriate because next week is April. Here's one from Stacy Chalk. Hi, Ben and Ronnie. What do you think would happen if Lauren from Summer House had a conversation with Shannon Bedore? David? Carl? David? Carl? I think it would actually be
David.
That. Carl?
Yeah.
Carl?
That's
Carl?
It.
Carl?
David?
Carl?
David?
Carl?
David? David? David?
David?
Carl?
Carl?
David?
Carl?
David?
Hey,
David.
Shannon, I've been having a lot of negative thoughts. Shannon?
David?
Shannon? Carl? Shannon? Carl? Shannon?
I'm not going to give him my weight, Carl. David?
Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by a young lady who was looking for a man named Carl. David?
Yeah, this is definitely a situation where I get caught just using the same voice for all the different shows. Because Carl is the same as David, which is also the same as the captain. Rules! Hear me? Rules.
I think there's a subtle difference between Lauren Workus and Shannon Bedore, because Shannon Bedore is like, David? David? And Lauren is like, Carl? Carl? I feel like there's a little bit more.
Yeah, Lauren Workus is just like more stronger. Steady. Carl, Carl, Carl,
Carl, Carl, Carl, Carl, Carl,
Carl,
Carl, Carl,
Carl, Carl, Carl, Carl.
David?
And then
David,
Shannon's Carl. Like, David?
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 David? David?
Yeah, she feels more. She feels more
40
things.
40 to 50 negative thoughts. I'm so
Here
sorry.
Lies Carl.
Here lies Carl, killed by the weight that was put upon him at his own request.
Killed by taking the weight.
He finally took too much weight. Here lies Carl. Carl? Carl? David? David, are you with Carl? David never used to hang out with Carl.
Oh, Lord. What else is in there, Ben?
Okay, Alejandro M. says, since Erica Jane and Nick from The Bachelor are going to be on Dancing with... Well, they already are on Dancing with the Stars. Can you imagine the conversation they would have after starting an onset affair, a Rose Pricks Watcher Crappens crossover?
Okay. Who's having an affair?
Nick from The Bachelor and Erica Jane.
So you be Erica Jane.
Whoa, what do we have here? It's a bachelor. I don't give a fuck.
I just feel like this could not work out, and if this doesn't work out, I'm going to feel like such a loser because I've already been dumped like 5 times.
So you're a loser. I don't give a fuck. What am I supposed to give a fuck about?
I really love how you don't give a fuck, but I just worry that if you don't give a fuck, I'm going to get dumped again on national TV.
You have no idea, Nick, what keeps me up at night.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, I really appreciate you letting your walls down and showing some vulnerabilities. Kiss.
Kiss, kiss, smirch, smirch, smirch.
Fantasy sweet. I don't give a fuck.
Next level.
It would basically be a weird conversation. Jess Dang says, question. Peggy Tennis from OC appeared on an episode of My Cat from Hell. Her children were from hell and being jerks to the poor cat, by the way, she says, with Jackson Galaxy. I guess Jackson Galaxy is the host of My Cat from Hell. Please do an imitation of Lisa Vanderpump and all of her pets on an episode of My Cat or Pets from Hell. Thanks.
Oh, God. What did Lisa's dogs even do that would be considered hellish?
Well, I think she would say, Jackson Galaxy, I'm having an issue with Hanky and Panky. They seem to be terrified of candles falling down the bridge.
I'm very worried for Hanky, who can't stop nibbling on his own vagina, darling.
Rosé and diamonds appear to be shitting everywhere, and I just can't get Rocio to clean it up fast enough. My pony is from hell.
I bought Snooky so that I could teach Kyle how to properly apologize to me when I needed it, but Snooky can't stop rolling on the floor, darling.
My Snooky from hell, darling. Darling, Lisa Rinna's just being so loud these days, such low blows. Oh, but I thought this show was called My Animal from Hell. Zinger. One last question. This is from Michael Horn, who he says, Shannon Bedore just posted a video, and this was, by the way, like 3 weeks ago. Shannon Bedore just posted a video on her Instagram in the car with her daughter Sophie driving, and I'm going to need you guys to watch it. Well, we haven't watched it, but I think at the very least we can imagine what it must be like for Shannon Bedore to teach anyone to drive.
All right, well, yeah, it's parallel parking, so you can do this. I believe in you. Go ahead.
All right. Well, okay. All right. 40 to 50 public safety thoughts. Okay. David, why is Sophie driving us to the gastropub? You know, they have lots of sugar there. Sugar and fat. David.
What has more fat? Unleaded or regular?
This isn't the way to Dr. Moon's office. Ow. Ow. These seats. Ow. Ow. Sometimes.
David, I'm backing up. Okay. I need a sound on my car for when I back up. David.
Sometimes.
David. All right. That was safe. Good job. Good job, car.
Sometimes when Sophie drives a car, I pee in my pants. Miss 16-year-old. They're like, Lord. Mom, you set me up for failure. Me? All I did was just happen to put 5 police officers in the road and told you to drive on the other side, so that way you could never get your full driver's license. That's all. Just an accident.
Your mother criticized my parking. That is unforgivable, David.
David.
Your mother just said it's my fault we got a parking ticket. David.
David, it's not my fault that I never learned stick shift from Mother Donna. All right, you told me I didn't have to learn it for her. You told me, David.
Oh, God. What else is in that mailbag, Ben?
Absolutely nothing. Oh wait, actually, we missed something from Benjamin Cohen. I apologize. It was a question about Kathy Dennis's song "Touch Me All Night Long," but we will Ben, we'll get to that next week because we already played the music and that's just like super awkward.
Yeah, music played. School's out, batch.
Oh, we also missed something from Oliver Hastings. Wow, there's so many more questions in here than I thought. You guys, we'll just get to it next week. And until then, everyone have a wonderful weekend. And we will talk to you on Monday as the crazy week of Bravo premieres rolls through.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at WatchWhatCrappens. On Twitter, we're at WhatCrappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.